Hey everyone, welcome back to Champions Mind, 5 Minute Sports Focus. I'm your host, Dave Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into something crucial, something that goes beyond the playing field, building a positive and supportive community. Now, you might be thinking, Jake, isn't this more of a self-help podcast? Listen, I get it. But here's the thing. The skills we use to build strong communities in our personal lives directly translate to success on the court, field, or wherever your hustle takes you. Think about it: teamwork, communication, respect, trust, these are all pillars of a winning team, both on and off the field. So, let's break down 5 key strategies for building that rock-solid community that can help you crush your goals, whether you're aiming for a championship or just aiming to be the best version of yourself. First up, lead by example. It's simple, yet powerful. Think about those athletes who inspire you. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. They demonstrate integrity, humility, and dedication. You want your community to reflect those values, right? So start by embodying them yourself. Be someone others can look up to, someone who consistently shows up, contributes positively, and acts with genuine care. Next, communication is king. Think about a time when miscommunication caused chaos in your team or group. Not fun, how? A strong community, everyone feels comfortable sharing their thoughts, concerns, and ideas openly and honestly. Make sure you're actively listening to others, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Ask questions, seek clarification, and create an environment where people feel safe to express themselves without fear of judgment. Thirdly, celebrate the wins, big or small. Ever noticed how a team that celebrates its successes seems more motivated and connected? It's like magic. Recognizing achievements, both individual and collective, fosters a sense of shared purpose and pride. Don't just focus on the grand victories, acknowledge those little moments of triumph that keep everyone moving forward. A simple high five or a genuine great job can go a long way in building morale and encouraging collaboration. Now, let's talk about empathy, understanding, and sharing the feelings of others. Building a supportive community means being there for each other through thick and thin. Sometimes it means offering a listening ear, providing words of encouragement, or simply lending a helping hand when someone needs it most. Show genuine care and concern for your community members, because that's what builds lasting bonds and creates a truly supportive environment. Finally, remember, building a positive community takes time and effort. It's not a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process that requires consistent nurturing. Stay committed to the values you want to see reflected in your community, and don't be afraid to adjust course along the way. Listen to feedback, address challenges head-on, and keep striving for growth and improvement. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on a team project, and things are getting tense. Deadlines are looming, there are disagreements brewing, and everyone feels the pressure. Now, imagine the same situation with a supportive community in place. You have open communication, people are willing to listen to each other, celebrate small wins, and offer encouragement when things get tough. Suddenly, that stressful project feels more manageable, right? That's the power of building a positive and supportive community. It transforms challenges into opportunities for growth and collaboration. Remember these key takeaways. Lead by example, communicate openly, celebrate successes big and small, practice empathy, and stay committed to nurturing your community. These strategies aren't just for athletes or teams, they apply to every aspect of life. Think about the communities you belong to, your family, friends, colleagues, and how these principles can help strengthen those bonds. Remember, building a positive and supportive community starts with each one of us. So, I challenge you. Take one step today to build a stronger community in your own life. Start by reaching out to someone who needs a little support, offer words of encouragement, or simply listen with an open heart. You never know how much of a difference it could make. Stay focused, keep striving, and remember, champions are built, not born. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.